We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to another episode of Crazy Fitness Guys Healthy Living Podcast. Today I got my friend Dina, who's an autism advocate, motivational speaker, and I just kind of joined.
And I'm the star of the Dina movie.
And she's also the star of the Dina movie. And she's and I just joined forces with her like a month or two ago, three ago. Yep. Time flies too fast.
Yeah, I'm gonna go where it's quiet here. And this is the perfect thing.
Today, me and Dean are gonna talk about bullying and why it's terrible, obnoxious, and talk about both of our stories about bullying for Bully Awareness Month in October. So Dina, I heard that you got bullied when you were growing up. What was it like for you?
I got bullied my whole entire life for many different reasons. And I think that, what was it like for me? Oh, it was horrible, especially, well, as long as I can remember. I remember way back when I was 3 years old, starting this nursery school like 2 days a week because my mom would keep, you know, bring me there just to meet friends. And, you know, she had no idea that I couldn't communicate really well because I was on the spectrum. So, like, I went to, like, little day camps and it started there because, you know, I was delayed in a lot of areas. So, you know, they didn't know who I was. And when you get peers that are 3 years old and they see you doing stuff, they ask you questions. And then the older kids were bullying me. And then it got worse when I was in kindergarten and I was in a class of like 30 and I was different. And, you know, I got pulled out of kindergarten. They had kids going back as far as I can remember hitting me and all that. And so, you know, I had no idea kindergartners can be mean. And then, you know, that was very painful. And, you know, there is a difference between bullying, like when you get glasses and people say, you know, four eyes. And, but the worst part was that people making you eat things that are inappropriate and you're autistic, like eating a grasshopper, eating crowns, my mom pulled me out of kindergarten because of severe bullying, and the parents were bullies too. And people were bullying me in the supermarket when I went with my mom because, you know, I would cry and then I would wet myself, you know, these things. And I got diagnosed with disabilities like since like I was tested at like 3. And so I was always a subject of somebody's bullying. And, you know, I could hear people talking. And the worst part is, I think middle schoolers start bullying.
So you said the adults bullied you? How did they bully you?
The worst part is you think the bullying's going to end. You know, like, the truth is I don't believe in changing anybody. I think God puts us on this earth for a reason. And I've heard boys will be boys, girls will be girls. The bully's parents change. And then the worst part was there were times when the bully's parents would ask me, no, I want to play devil's advocate here. Why did you let these people pick on you? You got to get yourself a tough skin, you know? And so the whole idea is nowadays I know mothers that are like 55 years old and 52 years old, and they have younger kids, but the mother is bully as well. And I don't know where it comes from. And people think tough love, and it comes out bullying. And so the worst part is being excluded from things. Even though there were times I went through a lot of inclusion because I was in regular school and you like it, but sometimes you just want to go into your show. And, you know, I was very fortunate in a lot of ways, but in a lot of ways, how much can you take? And from, you know, people don't think it's trauma. And then adults, for example, boyfriends bullying.
There are so many ads these days wherever you go. There are ads in movie theaters, on TV, on radio, and on billboards. So why would you want to listen to ads in a podcast? Subscribe to the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast to get these exclusive benefits. Listen ad-free. Behind-the-scenes access. Access to our free Facebook community. And so much more. Become a premium member for only $5 per month. To learn more about the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast, go to crazyfitnessguy.com/healthylivingpodcast or click on the Premium Podcast link in the show notes. Now let's get back to the show.
That's bullying for sure, you know?
Definitely. I know what you mean by that. I was bullied through elementary school all the way up to high school. So you understand,
I believe I'm still bullied as a grown woman. You think it ends, but whether people like it or not, people think the bullying is a way to get people to change. There are so many reasons why people bully. Like, some people bully you because it makes them feel better. And again, that's probably the reason why people are still doing it.
For instance, there was, I wouldn't say I was bullied, but basically I was kind of called out in class one time. I think it was 3 or 4 years ago, I guess, I forget. But there was these, so me and this one kid in my my math class, this guy, I believe he had autism, but I could be wrong. He had some kind of a disability, and so these two kids in my class, these two other students in my class, kind of annoyed me because, like, I don't know how to phrase this, but this guy, he didn't always know how to get his words out, like sometimes me, where I'm always just looking for the words in the back of my head at times, and that's why I say a lot. And he doesn't always get the point out, maybe quick enough. And so these two people kind of just said, and it was like, well, if it wasn't for these two autistic kids in our class. And I was like, excuse me? And I was like, you really want to? And plus, I was wearing my tiger. I was wearing my karate shirt and everything. And it's like, these guys really want to say this to me. And it's like, and it's like, you're trying to start a fight with me because it's like, it's not gonna work.
It sounds to me like these people were similar to what I got. Like one time, I was wearing as an adult. I remember, you know, it was 10 years ago even. I was wearing my fanny pack, which I love. It's a whole different one. But someone said, you know, that's weird. Nobody wears fanny packs anymore. Well, who says? You know, does this make you better? It's, you know, I have two landlines and a cell phone. And people say, oh, nobody has a landline. Well, that's bullying right there. Starts of bullying when people start wanting to have control and they just don't let things be. You know, like bullying used to be like the bully used to steal your lunch money.
And what's your definition of bullying?
Well, bullying is a control issue, badgering and hammering until that, you know, you don't give them, you know, bullying is badgering and hurting. You know, it's a combination. It's just not hurting because a long time ago, kids used to get into fighting because it wasn't cool to sit there and cry. And see, I was the crier. And there was a video that, you know, like I tried to change many times and I still do and I'm a lot better, but I was told I was hurt really bad so many times with trauma. You know, like autism is complex. You know, I have trouble with sounds. I mean, it's bad enough that I live on a busy street with motorcycles, but I'm a trauma victim anyway. So, you know, things were just as bad. It's almost like I had my second childhood of people respecting me finally and me becoming this strong woman. But still, people try to destroy me, and that's just as bad. They try to bring me down because I've had a lot of luck in the couple of years, and people want to bully you to bring you down. So it's badgering. It's like taking a little hammer and chipping away to see how far that they can push you. So, I mean, it's hard, you know, I want to look up the word bullying, but my own words, it's a combination of hurting and it's a combination of badgering. I mean, I know 50 something year old women that, you know, like they can't understand a person with trauma and autism and PTSD and all the stuff that went on. And I'm going through a lot. I'm, you know, waiting to hear from a therapist about whether I need a medication change because somebody was making fun of me last week. I mean, like, something was eating at me that, you know, some bullies were getting to me, some hurtful things. And because of all this bullying, I have a little bit of a tough time. I mean, like, it's not a straight and the narrow. So, like, I'm here and I'm surviving it. But for the next generation of people who are bullying, it needs to be nipped in the bud. That's why I'm an advocate. I'm very good at helping other people, but, like, I have to work extremely hard at helping myself. And I have my good days and my bad days, you know, so.
I know how you feel about that. I just hadn't. The most annoying day on Monday. I had some stuff going on with just some stuff with my website, and I felt like I just kind of feel like some of the stuff was just not going my way, and like I got this.
And then it makes you feel worse, right?
Yeah, and I got my scam email from some law firm that may or may not be legit in China. And I was like, that's awesome. And I was like, I know people like my brand, but stop trying to steal it. And it's like, it's not going to work.
Yeah. You know, another thing is, I saw your really wonderful post. I don't know if you saw that I wrote a post. And a lot of people, you wrote something about people want to change you. Can you elaborate?
Yeah, so
people want to change the way that we think.
I think it's both. Somebody's always like, I feel like I give you, I'm not going to say any names. I'm not going to, but like, I feel like to get along with certain people, I have to change just to get along with that person, or because they may. And it's like, I always have to adapt to some, to around someone, but they don't feel like.
I agree with you. It's called, adapting to their way of thinking. That's the problem I've been having as an adult, that sometimes you put on this face, and that's what bullying is about in my eyes. Like trying to be adapting so you get along in the adult world. There is nicer ways of doing it. And there's a bunch of people during this pandemic that don't want to be my friend anymore or take a break from me because I don't agree with what the anger that's going on. And I don't agree in feeding into the negative. So therefore they don't like me. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it started, we're all different. This is the whole idea that, and I'm not just limiting, it's not just for people on the spectrum. We're a big target, though, bullying.
What would your suggestions of improving, stopping the bullying?
Well, here's the thing. It has to start really, really young before the children go to school. And there needs to be some kind of a pep talk before they go to school in a childlike manner, such as, remember, if somebody hurts you, when parents say, do you have your pencils and your pens and your erasers, they need to say, okay, well, remember that I love you and you have a safe place to go. When you come home and somebody hurts you, let me know and tell me about your day, because too many parents are not asking children how their day was. I mean, they do that when they're younger, but there needs to be check-ins. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Parents.
Here's something though, just to make it more interesting. What if the kids themselves picked up the bullying from their parents? Like the parents were picking on them, and they're kind of like thinking in their minds like, oh, I guess this is how other people interact with each other, so, and it's okay for me.
Yeah, well, there needs to be some team meetings out there, and to answer your question, there's never going to be a straight answer for that, because a lot of those people who were bullies, the ones that you're talking about, that the children pick it up from the parents, a lot of times they leave for school and they start saying, get your butt to school, get an education. And then they witness their parents, talking bad. And the kids start listening and hearing this stuff. And the parents are like, where did you hear that? Well, from you. It's like smoking a cigarette, It's like you feed the fire. It's like lighting a fire. And then all of a sudden, that's my analogy, and you throw some water on it and it grows bigger and bigger. Well, that's exactly what bullying is in a lot of families.
Well, it's like even like tell your kid to stop bullying, but you're bullying someone else or you're bossing someone else's. It's one thing to tell somebody what to do. Like if you're if someone is a boss and say, I'm telling you, you need to do this job. That's one thing if you're a boss, but if you're just another human being.
Thanks to our sponsor, to make this podcast happen. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make podcasts. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listeners. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, it only takes about 5 to 10 minutes to set up. It's simple, easy, and the best part, it's free. So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today to just create your own podcast.
And you don't work for that person. You don't have any rights to, unless it's, they're your kid, but you don't have any rights to boss people around. Unless if
you're and, you know, there's, you know, bullying doesn't always stay consistent. Like, for example, you know, I was in special ed the majority of my life, and I got mainstreamed into regular classes, and, you know, the bullying was less. But when you're in with behavior problem kids, because, you know, I had a class switch, you know, I switched schools from special school. I was bullied because I went to a special school at first. Then I went to regular middle school, and it was half and half. And my mom said to me, well, this is what you wanted. We worked really hard for this. And I kept saying to myself, yeah, I worked really hard for this academically, but nobody told me people were going to be bullying. Like, my mom brainwashed me. Or my mom told, not brainwashed me, but she told me the truth. But I got brainwashed by some teachers. Excuse me, my mom told me the truth. She said, some people aren't always going to be nice to you. And then I bet you're such a nice person. You're going to have all these friends. And then, you know, they're not going to, schools are not prepared. And now the workshops are getting better because, like, we have the Autism Society. We have, which deals with all different kinds of disabilities. We deal with ARC. We're networking with parents. Suspensions are happening. But we have a much bigger issue. We have gang violence, and we have shootings.
I like to bring something up. There's this, I read somewhere like a few years ago. I don't know if it's still going on, but there's I saw a few states were finding families up to like a few thousand bucks for bullying other people, and it's like, hey, maybe we should all get that on board.
Well, good idea. I think the whole entire world, I think that people need to lose money, and we need to be funded.
I even said to my parents, if I ever had a kid growing when I'm older, and if I ever found out he was bullying someone else, he'd be grounded for a year. I'll take away TV.
Yeah, my mom started
computers, games.
Yeah, it's the same thing. You know, nowadays parents are networking. They're saying, okay, computer time. And people are learning to say they're sorry. Some of the parents wouldn't have it. When I was being bullied, my mom went down the street and told this one family that, like, well, somebody threw a rock at me and I passed out cold. That was trauma. And I'll never forget it. The girl was my age. She was in my Girl Scout troop, and she never got in trouble for what she did. She was verbally and mentally. She hit me with a stick, a rock. You know, I had a concussion because of her. And then, you know, also kids opening fire in, like, Columbine and Park, you know, Parkview School, the one in Florida, which was like all this all over the place. There's so many school shootings. And, well, then you get domestic violence. The parents probably bullied them, and then they think that they got to have control. And, well, look what happened to me. I not only was I bullied, but it didn't stop. And I grew up thinking I needed to be bullied. So the thing is, I stayed in that relationship 2 years too long. You know, it became this whole idea, well, I'm stuck. You feel sorry. And we live in a society saying that, you know, you feel sorry. And then I feel sometimes needy. I'm healing now, but I had to go through. I've been in therapy my whole life, thank God. Kudos to my mom, you know, because she was the one that wanted to take me, and she did a great job. But when you're bullied as a child, you start thinking you're bad. And then look at me. I mean, you know, the pandemic hit, and I'm having a really hard time with sounds, with people criticizing me and telling me that I don't think like everybody else. So therefore, like, it's hard for me to watch the news, and people say that, you know, I'm kind of wimpy because I'm not strong. But these people, like, some of these people were actually my friends, but they, like one girl told me that I shouldn't have, I put myself in a situation to get attacked by that guy. No, he did it. He wrote it all over Facebook. You know, so what I'm saying is that bullying is not just, you know, bullying should be prevented. There needs to be...
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Talks because look at the gun violence and look at the people who say you should kill yourself because you're not worth living. And then the suicide rate is going sky high. Either talking about it because they've been bullied and they were told to kill themselves. Well, I'm passionate about this to everybody else who's listening because this all happened to me. And like, I get mad at myself and I bully myself. I say, you know, I'm a bad person. I know that deep down inside I'm good, but I'm having a, you know, the pandemic is not doing good. You know, we're not doing too good. I mean, it's always a pleasure, you know, talking with you because, you know, we make a good team and you don't look down upon me. I'm just like you, except I'm like 20 years older. You know, I'm exactly, I mean, well, I'm less than that, but I'm 53 now and I'm living actually a pretty good life, except for, but my job that I had gotten what was a certified peer specialist for autistic people, and I'm supposed to help them navigate their way through life. A lot of them have been bullied. A lot of them are young and aging out of the system. And some of them are even more happy-go-lucky than myself, and that's, like, what we want. So we want to, like, tell people that it's not okay to bully, that do you want to be in jail? Because what's going to happen to you? You know, we want to scare them a little bit. The scare tactic for some, that's the last resort. First, it's no, it's not all right to bully. And then you keep on moving it up. I think what we need to do is what you said, maybe fine kids if they're bullying. Say, sorry, no allowance, no privileges. Talking with your kids about bullying on a frequent basis. Say, you know, what's going on, you know.
Yeah. So
there's all different kinds of abuse.
Do you think so? Here's another question for you. Do you feel, who else besides parents and kids do you think bully? Do you think maybe some of the sports?
Well, there are teachers. We need to deal with teachers as well. You got parents have to look out for teachers who bully. Computers themselves, this little finger that hits the internet button. Parents need to look up their safety keys.
What I'm asking is, do you think that there's other people who bully, like could be sports players, politicians?
Amen. Yeah. There's powerful heroes out there. The people, kids have to change their way of who they worship as a hero, like their sports heroes, who start getting into these vicious smackdowns. And like, you're hearing a lot about domestic violence in the news about football players. And politicians say horrible things. This is a horrible time of the year with politicians. Try to win an election by saying this person's a liar. Well, I don't pay attention, to be honest with you.
Yeah, me neither. But let's not get into the politics.
That goes against. That goes against trying to win an election. You know, I'm not into politics in that way. There's a difference between history and who we're going to have for this country is important. But because of this pandemic, I've become like almost like, you know, sick to the point where sounds and yelling. And then, you know, so that's it. But parents also, like, on the internet, you can get people who are friends with them in school, and then they go out and they talk with their friends, and they say, oh, look, didn't this person get heavy? And then they start posting on Facebook. And, you know, for people like us who are advocates, you know, for disabilities, we see that stuff and it kind of makes me sick because it makes you like, do I want to stay on Facebook? Isn't it really worth it? And then you have to keep fighting. And that's what makes us more passionate.
I don't have Facebook on my phone anymore. I don't even have Instagram on my phone anymore. I don't have any time.
Really?
I streamlined them all, my social media sharing apps, all in one tools for my marketing.
Here's an interesting thing about bullying. Sometimes I'll watch Lifetime and the criminal networks, not the ones that are a big joke, but 2020 had something about a girl who was telling her boyfriend, with this jealous anger, you know, she had depression, so therefore she got into this bully mode with her boyfriend and was saying, you know, she took advantage of this guy who was really bright and he had depression and all that, and she took advantage of a person, you know, she had depression, she wanted a partner, like misery loves company, and she started bullying him and she got him to end his life by cyberbullying. And it made the news. And at first you thought, good, they're friendly with each other. And then I'm like, oh my God, wait a minute. Okay, so at first I thought that she just had depression because that's the way it was, but she started texting. And so I was like confused because she was mentally ill, but then it got worse. Then also like, Odd Girl Out. It was all about bullying. And they were really close friends. And then the bullying got bad. And then this clique like got worse at school. So like, thank God that when I came home from school that, well, you know, I had my other friends, but thank God that it ended there in school when I came to my nice comfy world of television and relaxation. But you know, I was born 67. I had like 20 years of not really having the internet. But inside, part of me loves navigating my world, picking up my tablet, but like, you know, there's good ways to do it. And parents really need to like really get advocates. Parents really need to be involved and teachers need to be involved. But unfortunately, I mean, look, that's why in a way I think cyber school is better to a certain point, but like we need to make our schools safe again. And, but also we need to teach kindness because then kids, domestic violence starts at 16. These men have aggressions and they start beating up their girlfriends and controlling them, vice versa. You know, bullying is not just boys beating up boys, it's girls beating up girls. And
vice versa?
It's adults and other adults. I don't care, once you're over 21, you're an adult. I really enjoyed your post about changing because people, it's a start of bullying when people say to you that, like, I mean, it's okay to grow apart, but like, it's hard because people tell you one thing that you're your friend, but then they like change. So when you get bullied somewhere along the line, it's hard to move out of that. And like, I don't know, it's hard. Somewhere along the line, I've learned. I became this strong person in the bully community where I know that, I guess it's part of life, but somewhere along the line, there was trauma when I was bullied. And, you know, I got hurt. So I don't know how much, but I want people also to know about elaborating that the thing that happened with me with domestic violence, that the guy who bullied me was bullied as a child. And then it started and his mother was making excuses. Well, his father was mentally ill, but like, you know, again, they're trying to let people off in jails because of mental illness. And, but I'm sorry, but we can't go and medicate the whole society, and therapy helps, but we need to talk about the consequences that you don't open fire and you don't take a knife out. And, you know, look now, I have trouble with sounds outside and sirens. So it's the message that I'm also getting out is there is good in this world too. And bullying clouds the judgment of, hey, is there really good in this world? But yeah, as an advocate, there is good in this world as well that maybe the two of us and other team members, you know, us two advocates and friends should spread the word in conferences that bullying goes with autism, that today they're saying neurodiversity. It's a new movement saying that we're wired different somewhere along the line.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, we're wired differently to take it in, and it doesn't feel nice to us. And if it doesn't feel good to be said, like, we got to stop the spread of violence and suicide and bullying, because like, the rise in suicide attempts with kids today in middle school is going way up. Like, people are so upset. And everybody says it's getting better, but I'm starting to believe it's getting worse again. It's like it took a nosedive. Like, it was getting better in the 90s. And now it's going down because they're using their finger. They think because, you know, like, one of the things I'm kind of getting mad, like, about Facebook, like, people were writing these messages, wear your mask. You know, they're sitting there blaming the president, and it's more than that. You know, nobody can do anything. Everybody's to do this together. And people have to stop with the bad, foul language. That's bullying right there. People have to stop on telling middle schoolers because they're different.
Well, that list could be a long list.
Yeah, but you can tell that I'm passionate, right?
Yeah.
Like, you're dealing with a person. I don't know. The whole idea was that I was bullied before I got attacked, and I don't know how you want to elaborate on it.
How about we just have those people have them watch your movie?
Yeah, we should talk about this. A lot of people had asked me questions. This is another thing. There's a lesson to be learned. Someone asked me questions like, how did you get this movie? And someone knew that I had traumas, and that was the main idea. And I fought back my whole life. And then I meet a guy again, you know, who was autistic. Here my first husband understood all about, you know, he didn't have all these special needs. And then me and Scott both shared, both being bullied, and like both had concussions to the head more than one time and violence, and nobody did anything in the schools, you know, and now there was lawsuits because it takes a lot. So when I got attacked, I went full force on a lawsuit, and so I recommend that if you want to know that, it showed, we talked about the attack and we showed the 911 call that people wondered why we put this. And someone said, no, this is not a person who was just getting sympathy, that I want people to know that, like.
I'd like to say something real quick. There, like I used to get, for those people who follow me on social media, and probably read my blog posts on crazyfitnessguy.com. I have spinal stenosis. And for those who already know that, I'm not going to really go over what it is at the moment because it's just, it's kind of wordy and I don't know if I can really explain it today. But anyway, I got hit on the back of my neck in middle school.
Was this because you were bullied?
Yeah, the bullies did that, and they didn't know that I had spinal stenosis, but
wow.
I went to the principal. It took him 100 times to finally get how severe it was, and if they hit me in the wrong way in the neck, like, I mean, like, even just, like, super hard, or if I got in a really bad car accident, I could be paralyzed for life. And
I think
if I remember correctly, I think my parents were going to sue the school if they didn't start doing something about it. And
Is that why you wanted to transfer out? You were telling me that you wanted to transfer out?
I never got to transfer out, but I waited for, I still put up with the bullies even in high school until I stood up to them in high school, but.
Good. That's awesome. Another thing is with, you talked about 100 times. I had the same thing. I was with this one teacher. It took about the same amount of time, and they were bullying me in class right under her nose until we went to a psychiatrist, and they said, you know what? The psychiatrist and the principal both said the same thing. Get a mini tape recorder. And we have your permission. Go and use a tape recorder and stay very calm. And, you know, like if you have proof. And so every day, and some days were good days. And like, I just had to act as natural as possible. So we staged like the tape recorder a certain way that it wasn't good. You know, they taught me, we had many practice sessions, you know, me and my mom and dad about like, how to get this because we didn't want to blackmail everybody. So we got information and we talked to the school. So it wasn't a blackmail scheme. And then we got the information. We got me, you know, screaming. And we did so good that we actually got me having a meltdown, you know, because, you know, there were things going on. I had bruises and I had ribs broken. What happened was, you know, it took me to have bruises underneath my rib the first time. And then, you know, I was banged into lockers a lot by these people. And they were in special ed for behavior issues. And see, they finally got suspended.
See, parents, there's a lot of things you can do to get rid of the old, to stop the bullying from your end, too. And it's like, you can tweet to school on social media. You can get their attention so many different ways. Back then.
There are so many ads these days wherever you go. There are ads in movie theaters, on TV, on radio, and on billboards. So why would you want to listen to ads in a podcast? Subscribe to the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast to get these exclusive benefits. Listen ad-free. Behind-the-scenes access. Access to our free Facebook community. And so much more. Become a premium member for only $5 per month. To learn more about the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast, go to crazyfitnessguy.com/healthylivingpodcast or click on the Premium Podcast link in the show notes. Now let's get back to the show.
I wasn't on Twitter and wasn't on Facebook. And it's like, just because you pay the school's taxes doesn't mean you had to just take their word for everything is going smoothly at school.
Yes. Not only that, with adults, like I grew up bullied from a really young age and I didn't even know. In the beginning, it was like, who cares? And now it's like baby steps to try to change my brain over to say, you know, I can't focus on, you know, this whole week I've been focusing on like trying to get out of it. But I've been trying to focus my brain again on like, thing, you know, bullying's going to be out there. I think that we can try to do better. But, like,
I think social media should come up with some sort of way. And they do have tools to block people who are saying nasty stuff. But what if they come up with, like, a filter kind of system that, you can't, where I just integrate in the system, you can't say anything hateful. You can point that to a company where somebody's, that company is doing something wrong or they're not taking... responsibility.
Right. It's not only responsibility, but like, for example, as I'm sitting here talking with you, and, you know, I don't know you. I can only imagine because I went through it, too. I wish I could go back in time to tell these bullies off because I'm so different now. Like, a lot of the friends that I had in high school, like, I found myself sometimes wanting to disappear from a lot of things. I was on the drama club, but that wasn't necessarily to make friends. It was because I was good at it. And I found myself making friends, but like not trusting people. And, you know, little things have happened, like that aren't really, some of them are bullying and some of them are not. But for example, several people since this pandemic have changed on me. Like, I don't think like them. And I don't change like them. So your post hit home the other day about a lot of people want us to think the same way. Like, in a way, I do think like everybody else with thoughts and feelings, and I get sad and I get happy, but so many people want it to change me that I get really mad. And consider yourself lucky because you're a nice guy, and I have anxiety attacks on people that I like. But when there's people that are mean, I shut down and I get really like silent, and then I'll go through a stage where I like want to cry, and my thinking is, it gets very unhealthy, like this black and white. And this is what I'm trying to tell people, like, that we want to prevent the way that I feel, because, like, you know, like, there's people that think that tough love is the way to go. And a lot of times,
it's not.
If you're trained how to do tough love, that's bullying right there. Like, I've known people to say, like, manipulate you into thinking that you're the one that does bad. And they come off like kind of narcissistic in a way. Like, what I'm thinking is better than you. And they claim it's tough love. And that's what I'm talking about. You know, there's, and then little minor things like, well, you know, if you eat that candy bar, you know, you might gain weight. Well, it's like, so what? Okay. It's, those are minor issues, but I've heard stories that.
Could be a lot of stories.
Yeah. Well, I, you know, I think Dr. Phil, for example, you know, I hope he's listening. Dr. Phil is a hero in my eyes because he always says to these people who are the bulliers, he always says, did somebody bully you? And he's like, yeah, well, my dad did. And the ones that admit that they're wrong and want to change their ways, then that's what I'm saying. Then they can be helped. But there's a lot of people that come out and they believe that they have to be yelled at, and they won't say they're sorry. And that's what I'm talking about. So, like.
Yeah. So before we wrap up, where can people follow you on social media?
Where can they follow me?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I have my Facebook. I'm under Dina Susan Buno. I have our page, which is Autism Speakers. And I have Instagram, you know, Dina Susan Buno. And the Twitter is Dina Buno. You know where I am, right? Or is it the other way around? Is it Instagram Dina Buno and Twitter Dina Susan Buno? So I have my Twitter, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram. And, you know, I have a movie that I collaborated with my directors and my partners. And one of the men who was the
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.